Good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, happy Mother's Day. I'd like to start with a song, if you don't mind. Simple song. It's easy to follow. Still have joy. Still have joy. Still have joy after all the things I've been through. I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy after all the things I've been through. I still have joy. Peace. I still have peace. Oh, I
still have joy.
Oh, after all things I've been through, I still have peace. I still have peace. Oh, I still have peace. After all the things I've been through, I still have peace. Love. I still have love. Oh, I still have love. After all the things I've been through, I still have love. Oh, I
still have
love. Oh, I
still have.
After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. Oh, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Amen. Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for waking us up this morning, giving us another opportunity to get the wrong in our lives right. Another opportunity to tell somebody the truth before it's everlasting too late. We thank you, God. And once again, happy Mother's Day to all. My subject today is there's a famine in the land of godly mothers. A famine in the land of godly mothers. And it's taken from the book of Titus. I would like to read Titus 2, verses 1 through 5. Titus, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. And it reads, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers up at the home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." There's a famine in the land of godly mothers. The word famine, when we hear the word famine, we think of food. And the definition of it is this. The lack of is the extreme scarcity of food. I want to place this famine with the lack of godly mothers, saying that it's an extreme scarcity of godly mothers. Amen? We got mothers all over the place, all kind of mothers, but we're lacking godly mothers. But praise be to God, we still got some left. Amen. Praise be to God, we still have some godly mothers left. The word godly mothers is it comes from a meaning that a mother that does godly things. Amen. She thinks godly thoughts. She's one who's sanctified and purified and loved, redeemed, shaped her in life. She's one who shaped herself in the circumstances of this world. One who teaches her children godly things. That's a godly mother. And we have a lack of that. There's a famine in the land of godly mothers. Mothers who would teach their children things, godly things. Because you got some mothers who teaching their children some things, but it may not be godly. There's a story about a little boy named Little Johnny, and he was a kindergartner. And one day the teacher, she was in arithmetic, she was teaching them how to count. And she asked the class, she said, "What's the first number?" All the children said, "One." They all knew that. She said, "Very good." She said, "What's the second number?" All the kids says, "Two." She said, "Very good." She said, "What's the third number? What's the next number?" The kid said, "Three." And she said, "Very good. What's the fourth number?" Kids, excuse me, "What's the next number?" The kid says, "Four." She said, "Very good." She got to five. She said, "What's the next number?" And not so many of them said five. There was a lack of them. And when she got to six, she said, "What's the next number?" And a few said six. And she said, "Very good." She said, "What's the next number?" Only little Johnny said seven. She said, "That's good, good, very good. Little Johnny, what's the next number?" Little Johnny says, "Eight." "Very good, little Johnny. What's the next number?" Little Johnny said, "Nine." "Very good, little Johnny. What's the next number?" Johnny says, "Ten." "Very good, little Johnny. Little Johnny, what's the next number?" "A Jack." You see, there are godly they're godly mothers. We need them. There are mothers, but there are lack in godly mothers. We know the Bible teaches that the harvest is great, but the labors are few. In this, the harvest is great, but the godly mothers are few. The godly mothers teach their children godly things. Amen? Godly things. There are only a few. But praise be to God and thank God that there are a few. In Titus, the second chapter, verses 3-5, it reads, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed." That's a godly mother. Amen. But we have a lack. Yes, we do. But praise be to God. And I'm looking at a few. Amen. Praise be to God that we still have some godly mothers. The Holy Spirit told Paul to tell Titus, to tell the godly men, to tell the younger men, to tell the godly women, to tell the younger women, to teach them about God, these things. Amen? And godly mothers are to teach godly things. What do godly mothers teach? Godly mother would teach younger women. Now, we're not speaking about what men do. We'll do that on Father's Day, okay? I got hay fever, so forgive me, okay? But we'll teach the fathers on Father's Day. We're speaking about godly mothers today and what their job, their assignment is. Amen? Like I said, the Holy Spirit told Paul to tell Titus, tell the young women, the older women, the aged women, to teach the younger. And we sure enough need godly women teaching our younger women these days. Because our younger women, we're losing. Amen. Some of us might not want to say, but we're losing. So godly mothers step up to the plate. What does godly mother teach? Godly mothers teach them to let not man put asunder what God has joined together. Amen? You see, we got to teach the women, the women, the elder women, the elderly godly women got to teach the younger women what God has joined together. Let not man put asunder.
That's right.
Amen? You see, because we're confused. Are you with me? We're confused. What's going on? Because God put a man with a woman in marriage. Am I right? That's what God did. He put a man with a woman in marriage. But the ungodly women, they don't even think it like that. An ungodly woman would go to their son's or daughter wedding, amen, and sit there and watch their son marry another man, amen. Sit there and watch their son marry another man. Sit there and watch their daughter marry another woman and have a good time afterward. Amen. Shaking a groove thing. Amen. Like ain't nothing to it. Are you with me? Something's wrong.
Yeah.
We need more godly women teaching younger women godly things. Godly women ought to teach the younger women to be fruitful and multiply. You see, God wanted them to be fruitful and multiply through marriage. But something went wrong. Something went bad because we're multiplying, but we're multiplying through fornication.
Yeah.
We're multiplying through adultery, and we're saying that that's all right. Are you with me? We're saying that's okay. At least we're multiplying, but God is saying to be fruitful, be full of fruit, full of productive good things, and multiply through marriage. Amen? Through marriage. And then he wants us to stay married. Amen? That's what older women, godly women, ought to teach the younger women to stay that way. Bible says that God, he don't really like divorce, according to Malachi 2:16. He don't like divorce, but somehow we get tired. Same face all the time, in and out. I just can't. Amen? You know. And we want to split, you know. But it's so. Somebody said it like this. It said, you don't miss your water till your well run dry. Amen? Teach the godly women to hold on to their husband. You do godly things. You hold on. Amen? You don't leave. Because you leave your husband because he don't look like that no more. Amen? You leave your husband because, you know, his change is funny. You know, that when he come home, only thing he's jingling is change. I don't see no paper money. Amen? You leave your husband. You say, "Sket, dog, get dog. But there's somebody, when you say "sket, get dog," there's somebody around that corner saying, here, boy, are you with me? And you don't miss your water till your well run dry. Amen. Be fruitful and multiply. In marriage, right? The ungodly mother would say something like this. She would say that, well, it's all right for a woman to marry a woman because they could still multiply, right? They can go to the sperm bank or both of them can have babies. And that's double multiplication. Amen? But that's not what God says. You see, the godly women will be teaching what God says, not what's in their hearts. Because there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the way that thereof leads to death. Amen? You see, you don't have to be to go to school to be ungodly. Ungodly, that just come natural. Amen? But you need teaching to be a godly mother. Amen? According to the scriptures. You need to be taught. And you need to be taught by godly mothers. Amen? Godly mothers need to teach the younger godly mothers to be godly and so on and so on. Amen? Because if you don't, we're going to have a mess. Amen? We're going to have a mess. I don't feel like staying with, you know, my wife no more, you know. You know, God, because, you know, godly women, they may lose that Coca-Cola bottle shape, but they never lose what's inside. Amen? You hear me? You know, because, you know, that godly woman has godliness in her, wherein you come home sometimes, you might not need to see a Coca-Cola bottle figure. You may need somebody to talk to. Amen? And you got a godly woman there to talk to. You see that inner, what God looks at. Are you with me? Because us men, we don't stay that way all the time. You know, I ain't pointing fingers, but I can point some things. Are you with me? You see, they look at us too, you know, and we ain't there like we used to be. It ain't there, you know, like it used to be. But they, you know, a godly woman would stick around. And on Father's Day, you would probably hear about a godly man sticking around. You know, God don't want you to separate. He wants you to stay together. Amen? He wants you, but he also said if you do leave, leave. You know, but leave for the right reason. Amen? So I'm not telling nobody, you know, let your husband beat you to death and, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not saying that. But ungodly mothers, they come in the good, they come in the bad, and they come in the ugly. Amen? Now, I'm not calling your sister ugly now, so don't even start that. I'm just saying the good, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's some good mothers out there who does good things for their children. Good things. It all but telling them about Jesus Christ. Teach them how to cook clean. Teach them how to behave themselves. Amen. Teach them how to go to college and be somebody. Don't wait on don't wait on no man, you know, for him to finish college because they may not finish. Amen. But they would teach them. Godly woman would teach them godly things, but a godly, ungodly woman would teach all of that, but leave out Christ. And the most what you need in your life is to know of Christ. Is the knowledge of Christ. You need that. An ungodly woman, even though she's good, she might not teach Christ. Then you got the bad. The bad is the ungodly mother who would tell her children, make it any means necessary. You make it. If you got to lie, lie. If you got to cheat, cheat. If you got to steal, steal. That's what an ungodly, that's the bad now. Amen. The bad would say, if you got to lie, lie. If you got to cheat, cheat. If you got to steal, steal. You see, that's the ungodly, the bad ungodly mother. And I know y'all just itching to hear about the ugly ungodly mother. I know. Here it comes. The ugly ungodly mother. She is the mother who doesn't care about the life of her child. Amen? The life of a child don't mean nothing to an ugly, ungodly mother. Amen? It don't mean nothing at all. An ungodly mother an ungodly mother, this young lady, she was pregnant. And I'm just going to give a name for Johnny. All right? Johnny left her, and she met Bobby. And Bobby told her, if you want me, you're going to have to get rid of that baby. Amen? You see, an ugly, ungodly mother would do that. Are you with me? So she could get Bobby. Are you with me? An ungodly mother would kill her baby because she didn't mean to get pregnant. Amen? It was an accident. She didn't mean to get pregnant. An ungodly, ugly mother would abort the baby. Are you with me? An ungodly mother would go to the doctors and take her baby out of her and give it to science so science can experiment on her unborn embryo. That's an ungodly, ugly mother. And ugly mothers didn't just pop up in the 21st century. They've been here, according to the scriptures. Turn with me to 2 Kings, 6th chapter, beginning at verse 24. Because ungodly, ugly mothers, are you with me? They were here, been here, a long time ago. Amen? They've been here. Long time they was here. It just happened. You know, but we still got it going on now. Ungodly, ugly mothers. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 24. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 24. And it reads, "And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dung, of dove's dung, for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help, my lord, O king. And he said, If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press? And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said unto me," they're in a famine now, right? This is a famine of food now, right? You remember famine, scarcely, not, don't have, you know, scarcely. She said, This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may what? Eat him today, and we will what? Eat my son tomorrow. Are you with me? That's ugly, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh? That's ugly. Are you with me? Verse 29. It says that. So we boiled my son. And did eat him. And I said unto her, On the next day, give thy son that we may what? Eat him. And she hath hid her son from me. Amen. So what I'm saying is, them ugly mothers just didn't start up in the 21st century. That's been going on. Are you with me? And that's gross right there. That's what do you call it? Carnivorous? Cannibalism. Are you with me? That's gross. This is Bible. Are you with me? Somebody will say, you know that ain't true. I believe it is. Because that's Bible. God's word. And I got to believe all of it. If I'm going to believe God's word, I got to believe all of it. Amen. You can't believe some and then leave some alone. You got to believe all of it. But we see that. We see the good, the bad, and the ugly. But a godly mother, remember, a godly mother would trade her up a child the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's what a godly mother would do. A godly mother would train her child up in a way that child would be able to teach others, to teach others, to teach others. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess I didn't pick on y'all enough now, and I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna sit down now. But the harvest. Remember, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. We need the godly mothers are few, but praise be to God that there is a few. Amen. Praise be to God that there is a few godly mothers. Amen. I want to say once again, Happy Mother's Day. You know, you are beautiful. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. Thank God for you. Sisters, whether you're a mother or not, thank God for you.
We need you so much. You might not believe it. We might act a little macho, and we ain't afraid of the dark. Amen? Like we are all of that. But let me tell you something. We're just doing that because of you. We're just showing up a little bit. Amen? We need you. Thank God for you. You are special. You're sweet. What could or would we do without you? Thank you. Thank you, God, for mothers. Thank you, God, for sisters. Thank you. Thank you. You are wonderful. I just ran out of words. Amen. I mean, you just don't know how we need you. We God bless you over and over and over again. Thank you. Thank you. This is a poem from Pat O'Reilly. Wonderful mother. God made a wonderful mother, a mother who never grows old. He made her smile of the sunshine and molded her heart from pure gold. In her eyes, he placed bright shining stars. In her cheek, fair roses, you see. God made a wonderful mother, and he gave that wonderful dear mother to me. A mother's love. Of all the special joys in life, the big ones, the small, a mother's love and tenderness is the greatest of them all. A blessing. There is no blessing quite so dear as a mom like you to love year after year. What a Mother Means by Carl Funk. Mother is such a simple word, but to me, their meaning seldom heard. For everything I am today, my mother's love showed me the way. Mothers, you're special. Thank you, God, for mothers. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for sisters. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Like I said, we act bad, big and bad sometimes. Amen? Like we all that. You know, if a bear coming, we don't care. You know. Are you with me? But without you, God knew what he was doing when he made you. Thank you for you. Like James Brown said, this is a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. God bless you. If you're here today and you're not a member of the church, there's something that must happen. It must happen. You can't get around it. It must happen. You must hear God's word.
Yes.
You can't get around it. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way and turn to God's way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. You must stay faithful in God's faithfulness, in God's grace. You must stay faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must. That's a must. You must give. You must commune. You must sing. You must pray. You must teach class. You must be taught. You must love. You must stay steadfast in the Lord. Amen? It's a must. You can't get around these things. You can't get around these. This is a must. You must do these things. And when you've done this, you are a member of God's church. You are a member. If you're here and you are a member, and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was given to us to sing, you may ask for prayers at this time.